AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked President Donald Trump this morning for signing an executive order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court over investigations of Israel.
He issued yesterday these sanctions on this scandalous and corrupt organization, the ICC, that threatens the right of all democracies to defend themselves by themselves. And he's done so many things in the interim, just in 2 weeks.
The court has issued an arrest warrant against Netanyahu over his actions towards Palestinians in Gaza after the Hamas attack against Israel in October 2023. A federal judge will consider whether to block Elon Musk from accessing systems at the Labor Department.
Three unions who've sued to keep DOGE workers out of the systems say the Labor Department has information about the billionaires' companies, SpaceX and Tesla, as well as information about competitors' trade secrets. The Justice Department says the unions are just speculating and haven't shown that DOGE employees would get access to the information the unions are worried about. U.S. District Judge John Bates, an appointee of President George W. Bush, is hearing the case. Donna Water, Washington.
U.S. importers are stockpiling Italian Prosecco as a hedge against possible Trump tariffs. In an AP interview, Dina Opici, the chairwoman of the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America, says another factor in the higher deliveries of Prosecco may have been a threatened port strike in January.
You know, I think it was almost, to be honest with you, less about the tariffs and more about the possibility of transit being impacted that led to that response. That said, obviously taking into consideration that there could be impending tariffs as well, I think probably gave people a higher comfort level in making that investment.
This is AP News. New York has ordered a week-long shutdown of all live bird markets in New York City, Westchester, and Long Island. That's after 7 cases of avian flu were detected. Governor Kathy Hochul says there is no immediate threat to public health and that the temporary closures come out of an abundance of caution. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the remains of the burnt-out Grenfell Tower in London.
The British government has announced plans to dismantle the remains of London's Grenfell Tower. The announcement came almost 8 years after the deadliest fire in Britain since World War II swept through the high-rise apartment building that killed 72 people. Some of those who lost loved ones in the fire that broke out in the early morning hours of June the 14th have criticised the decision. They say they wanted to preserve the building's charred skeleton as a monument to those who died, but the government said that redeveloping the site would help the community heal. Karen Shamas, London.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.